Stephen Grust, he's head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute of International Affairs. Stephen, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Howard. How are you?
I am good, thank you. So tell me the latest in terms of the Russian-Ukrainian war. Where are we?
Well, we know that the Trump team has been directly engaged in this for a number of weeks now, probably a number of months, and the pressure on both sides to come to some kind of agreement is increasing. The latest has been that Zelensky has accepted to meet Putin in Turkey, in Istanbul, which was something that has come up during the negotiations as early as Thursday. But the demand from the Ukrainian side is a full ceasefire for 30 days. So the pressure is now back on Putin to agree or not to agree to meet Zelensky in Turkey. It's interesting that Turkey is playing a mediatory role as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because Turkey's also been flirting with the wrong side of the whole terror war, and yet here they are potentially the place of neutrality for these countries.
Yes, Turkey, you'll remember, was instrumental in the first and only real agreement during the war, the Black Sea Grain Initiative, to allow Ukrainian ships laden with grain to leave the Black Sea. So it does have a vested interest. But it has been also an aggressor. Turkey's had a very expansionist foreign policy in the last couple of years. Relations with Israel, they had improved a little bit. They have deteriorated again. And I think it's part of the different players that are trying to find peace here. But it has its own interests and its own ambitions as well. But I think it has the factor here is that it does have decent relations with both Russia and Ukraine, and therefore seen as impartial in a way that perhaps the U.S. is not.
Mm. So is Trump likely to not Trump is Putin likely to meet? I mean, I wouldn't have thought that Turkey would have even offered this unless Putin had somehow indicated that they approved of it.
Yeah, well, that's true. The way the media is portraying it is that Zelensky is prepared to meet. And the pressure is now on Putin. Of course, with Donald Trump in the White House, we've seen American policy shift to be more pro-Russian in a very dramatic way. So there is pressure. I think Trump's very frustrated. He wants this war to end. He wants people to stop being killed on the front lines, as thousands are every day. And I think he's losing a little bit of patience with Putin. So this situation has now emerged that the pressure is on Putin to agree. Zelensky says he'll meet him as early as Thursday in Istanbul, but the condition is that there must be a 30-day ceasefire. We've also seen before, even when Russia, for example, over Victory Day, that celebrates 80 years since the end of the Second World War, declaring a unilateral truce for 3 days because he didn't want his ceremony disturbed, the Russian troops were still attacking Ukraine. So there's a lot of issues around whether Putin can be trusted. And I think here Zelensky's trying to call his bluff.
The agreement that they are likely to reach or the potential here is to look at how would it look? How would Ukraine look after an agreement with Russia?
Well, that's the big question. In the immediate short term, if there is a 30-day truce or ceasefire, I think that would relieve a lot of military pressure on Ukraine, because most observers think that Russia is starting to get the upper hand on the battlefield. What would Ukraine look like? That's the big question, because, of course, Putin is demanding the four territories in the east of Ukraine where Russian troops occupy, and not only the areas that they physically occupy, but some larger areas. He wants those to become intrinsically part of Russia. Ukraine, of course, which was taken by Russia from Crimea, which was taken by Russia from Crimea, from Ukraine in 2014. He wants recognition of that as integrally part of Russia. And if you look at the maximalist demands of Zelensky, he won't want to give up any of that. So it's interesting to see the guns will be silenced, but otherwise it would be, you know, I think there'll be a lot of negotiation to see how it all looks after a month.